From the KTOO newsroom in Juneau, I'm Jeremy Shea with this news. The state's tax division has released its semi-annual revenue sources book. It summarizes historical and current state revenue and predicts what's coming in the future. The governor uses the information in the book to develop his budget and financial plan. Governor Bill Walker's budget is due out today. The state anticipates an income of $9.9 billion in the next fiscal year, with about $1.4 billion of that going into the general fund as unrestricted revenue. The book also projects oil prices and production. Department of Revenue forecasts that North Slope production will hover around 490,000 barrels per day next year. This is based on the assumption that the state will pull in about $46 per barrel for the 2017 fiscal year, jumping to $54 per barrel next year. The state corporation charged with taking over the massive Alaska LNG project will have its finances scrutinized. The legislators who called for the investigation say they want to know what the corporation has done with the $600 million given to it by the state over the last several years. Outgoing House Representative Mike Hawker and Senator Kathy Geisel asked the Legislative Budget and Audit Committee to look into the Alaska Gas Line Development Corporation's finances. The two anchored Republicans say they've had a hard time getting immediate answers to questions they have about how the corporation is doing its business. The Alaska Gas Line Development Corporation's board will meet on Friday to discuss the audit. A Hillary Clinton supporter from Anchorage is suing Alaska's three members of the Electoral College, claiming their anticipated votes for President-elect Donald Trump next Monday will violate her constitutional rights. Janice Park's lawsuit will be heard Thursday in federal court in Anchorage. It claims that since Clinton is winning the overall nationwide popular vote, her vote for Clinton will not be counted as a full vote, since Trump will likely win the Electoral College process. She claims this will deprive her of her Fifth Amendment rights of equal protection and the principle of one person, one vote. The popular vote doesn't decide the winner of the presidential race, and Trump defeated Clinton by nearly 47,000 votes in Alaska. The Alaska Department of Law is defending the three electors. A department spokeswoman said they were served the lawsuit Wednesday and are reviewing it. The Alaska Dispatch News building was evacuated this morning after receiving information about a potential threat. Jennifer Castro, communications director for the Anchorage Police Department, says a man was taken into custody at the ADN's Midtown office where he was making odd statements and appeared disgruntled. According to Castro, he had a holstered gun. Police knew the man, and there were concerns about his mental health. Castro says it's not clear a crime was committed. He's being questioned by police. Anchorage Police is not aware of a direct threat against the paper. Employees have since returned to work. The only U.S. ship capable of breaking through Antarctica's thick ice is undergoing repairs in balmy Hawaii this week as it prepares to head south. The voyage by the Coast Guard cutter Polar Star comes as the U.S. aims to replace and expand its aging fleet of polar icebreakers so it can maintain a presence in the most remote corners of the world.